One-third of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The Linden rapist was at it again.
Based on the hit A&E television program.
A phone call is placed, one that changes a family's life forever.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
If you could see the fire in his eyes, he screamed at me, "You want it? Get your tape recorder out."
Get new episodes of Cold Case Files every Tuesday on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Well, we'll talk about voter ID and just ID generally and how silly some of that argumentation is. Vice President Harris and whether or not her laugh is a sign of some pathology. Inaccuracies of memory and cognitive biases, all of that coming up.
First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. As more people get vaccinated, summer travel's heating up. Watch out for pandemic-related travel scams like fake airline tickets and hotels booked online that could expose your information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the judgment. Get it on. Doctor's board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. How goes it, Drew?
Man, it goes good. But before we heat up, let me remind everyone about our friends at the Jordan Harbinger Show. We love Jordan. He's a guy with a lot of life experience, smart guy, speaks multiple languages. And Jordan Harbinger Show, a wide range of topics, of course, and guests, professional art forger that made millions while being chased by the feds and the mafia, or an episode on birth control and how it can alter partners we pick and even change our personalities. Makes sense. Hormones, medication, why not? Apple named it one of the best of 2018, and you will always find something useful to apply to your own life. As I said, Jordan's a good guy, an interesting guy, and he makes every topic, he digs in deep on every topic, and we enjoy the show, and you will too. Search the Jordan Harbinger Show, that is H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, Jordan Harbinger, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, that is the Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right, Drewski, what's on your mind?
I got a bunch of stuff. You know, I just finished doing a Dr. Drew podcast with an expert on cognitive biases. Mm-hmm. And it just made me frustrated listening to him talk about how many biases we all have and how people don't know that. They don't understand their biases, and they trust their memory. They trust their thinking. They trust what – like you always say, it's what I know. It's just what I know. And what you know – I mean, here's – look, I have a list here of just average cognitive biases. I mean, there's so many that go into almost every decision we make or every position we take in the world, right? You know, we think about something. And it really bugs me. I started today talking to my son Jordan about memory. He and I have a similar memory mechanism where we can just kind of play the tape back and we can see exactly what happened. I mean, we just – not everything, but when we have that – when we have a screen memory of an event – we know we can rely on it. It's explicit. We can tell you where, you know, who looked where everybody was sitting. We just roll the tape. And when we can't roll the tape, we kind of know it. We kind of go, well, I'm going to kind of reconstruct the memory and have associations. And we know it's weak. And we know memory is weak. And we were both remarking this morning how, you know, on memories where we can just roll the tape, we know exactly what happened. And then other people provide their memory of what happened. It's just confabulation. Mm-hmm. And yet they know. And zero sense of, well, memory's impaired. At least this is my version. It's kind of what I remember. No, this is it. I know what happened. And that same kind of, Well, there's actually something called the overconfidence cognitive bias, that there's overconfidence in how our brains work. And because of all the tribalism now, people are in these camps where they have grotesque overconfidence in what they – I'm using your word. I just know. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of troubled by that. I'm troubled by that these days. Am I wasting my energy?
Well, yeah. I mean, no. Of course. I mean,
yes,
maybe.
Of course.
Who knows? I just had a recent memory sort of semi-failure, which is – And then I'll circle around to kind of your point, maybe, which is there was a situation, an incident, wasn't really an incident, but it was about 20 years ago, maybe a little less. And we were all sitting around in Vegas, and that was me and Daniel and Jimmy and the usual crew. I think we were doing Crank Yankers. Mm. But we could have been there for something else.
But let's remind people, you used to have to fly out there to do Crank Yankers because it's the only place that was legal to do Crank Yankers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a studio there and everything.
Yeah. So it wasn't the only place that was legal.
Right.
It was
Nearby.
The closest
Nearby.
Place that
yes.
was legal.
Yes, yes.
I had this memory because at some point, my memory was that we're sitting at some bar in Vegas at night in a casino, you know, having some drinks. And I think my memory was that Daniel said to one of our kind of goofy intern guys, lower level guys, but one of those goofy guys we liked. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I'll give you $50. Go up to those two girls at the bar over there. And all you can say to them is menage a trois, ooh la la, and that's it.
And by the way, that sounds like Daniel.
Right.
I
mean, this is part of it.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like Daniel.
Yeah.
And and he did, and it worked.
What? It worked to what?
He left with them.
Oh.
Which is a good argument for less is more.
What really happened is he went up and went, hey, man, the guy's going to be $50. If I can leave with you, let's get out of here.
No, we monitored him.
Okay.
I think. Mm-hmm. Either way, my recollection is that we're all surprised that it kind of worked.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get slapped in the face.
Right.
He pulled up a bar stool, started talking. And at some point, I don't know if they went and had a menage a trois, but they but he hung out and then they left. You know, I don't know if they went gambling or went to his room. I can't remember. But the point, it worked. Hmm. Now, I've always had that story is Daniel told him to go do it. And part of it is we're all sitting around and Daniel's there. But Daniel was kind of famous for saying to like lower level guys like,
I bet you couldn't.
Nah, here's some money. Go do this thing.
Right,
like
right,
he was at a, we were at a rap party for Crank Yankers, and he found some lower level guy, and he paid him to stand up on the table and take his shirt off and explain that he does all the work around here, and all you other people just rely on him and don't do shit. You know, just to agitate the people who work so hard on the show.
Right.
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 So it was in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For sure.
We contacted Daniel, and it was, in fact, Jimmy who told the guy to go walk up and say menage a trois, ooh la la. Now,
did Jimmy come up with that phrase? Because that sounds so Daniel.
Yeah, Jimmy was pretty good at those kinds of things, too.
Right.
But the whole thing felt like Daniel to me.
Yeah.
And that's how my memory was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that fuzzy. We're all just sitting at a table.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I could have got up and got a beer and then come back and said, where is this guy? And somebody said, we told him to go, you know, whatever.
Right.
But
right.
I signed it to Daniel. Mm. It was not Daniel. It was Jimmy.
Yeah.
So I had a failure.
Are you sure that Daniel's memory was accurate? Because were there multiple confirmations?
Well, this is sort of what we're going with.
Yeah.
First off, I believe the person that said I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because he would have liked to have been that
person.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
he said no. So the first thing is what's in it for the person? You know, Daniel wishes he came up with that, but alas, he didn't.
Yeah.
So he said, no, not me. He didn't want to steal someone else's valor.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm circling back to.
Hmm.
And here's the big problem. I had a memory. The memory was 75% right, but I missed the person at the table who told him to do it. I think I did some sort of autocorrect where I went with the guy who seemed like he would do that.
Correct. That's what happened.
And that's what happened. But I was corrected.
Yeah.
If you get hold of me now, if you get hold of me 10 years from now, I'm not going to say that it was Daniel that did it. I've been corrected. I have had this explained to me.
That is what
and
you call.
This is the problem.
That's a rare adjustment.
Yeah, but this is now, it is now in my head of, I was wrong.
No, I get it.
This guy did it. And now the problem you're talking about and the problem we're having is I have corrected people. And then moments later, they've gone back to remember that time Daniel told that guy to do that thing.
Right. And
that's
this is because,
the problem.
Because their gut. This guy I just interviewed, a guy named Gleb Sibirsky, has a book called Never Trust Your Gut, because your gut goes, I'm feeling a certain way, and it resets.
Right.
The gut resets the memory again, even though the cognition has been adjusted. That's a serious problem.
That is a serious problem.
Yeah, people have to adjust course and adjust thinking and update your priors. It's called Bayesian reasoning. You have to update your priors. Turns out we don't do that very often.
Well, it's a better way to go through life because you end up being more accurate.
That's not strong enough.
I know.
Yeah, it's important. We must adopt this. We must.
Well, it's tough because it's essentially an unwiring, and it's an unwiring.
It's an overriding. It's an overriding.
Or an overriding for people who don't want to be overridden.
That's the other gut.
It's one thing.
They don't want to be wrong.
I would rather be accurate than right.
Oh, yeah.
I also don't, and here's the bigger point. I don't tie that much of myself into those recollections.
Right.
It doesn't make me stupid or wrong or bad. Right. It just means I
fucking whiff. You have a normal memory.
On this one.
Yeah.
I didn't. Well, it's probably better than normal, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
And so when I hear those kinds of things, I think, well, I got it wrong. And then the next thing I think is what else did I get wrong? I certainly don't argue with the people that tell me I was wrong. I tend to believe them. They may not be right. It's kind of neither here nor there. I don't have any proof, and I would tend to believe them. Like a lot of people do. I know what I know. I was there. I heard it with my own ears.
That's just such a huge mistake. It's a huge mistake to have that attitude.
Yeah, but I don't rely. I don't shroud my self-worth in that. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of people shroud their self-worth.
Let me dig in a little
in
deeper.
These things.
It's that because their self-worth is a little flimsy, they can't tolerate being wrong.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I am.
Our self-worth is already in the toilet. Where are they taking us? How much lower? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like I'm more than happy to say to people, you know, I was lazy, or I didn't do this thing, or I should have done this thing, or this was a mistake, or because I don't feel like a lazy. I'm not on paper a lazy person.
Right.
And there's plenty of proof that I'm not a lazy person. So it's easy for me to say. It's like when you talk to anybody who fights in the MMA who got knocked out, they'll go, I made a mistake. I should have done this, but instead I did that, right? But because they know that their skill set is better than 99.9% of people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If they didn't feel that way, then they get into it was a lucky punch or the ref had it out for me or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I have noticed, not 100%, but pretty much across the board, the people I've always, you know, cited my friend Nick Santora, who's, you know, a guy who's doing three TV shows at once at any given time and, you know, works Sundays. He's always more than happy to go, I screwed up. I should have done this. I didn't do that. I'll do it next time. You know, he's more than happy. It's the people who do nothing who get super defensive about all the all that they don't do.
Yep.
And that's what I've noticed. Yep. All right, let me tell you guys about Fight Camp. Want to learn to box or kickbox from real fighters? Fight Camp brings the boxing and kickboxing gym to your home. Full body workouts you'll actually look forward to doing because you're doing something. Versus, yeah, you know, you're right. Not running on a treadmill.
Right.
It's sort of like, you know, if you're going to learn an instrument, then learn a song. If you can't learn a song, then it's just you just doing chord after chord mm-hmm. after chord. It gets a little repetitious mm-hmm. and you'll lose your interest in it. They have a standing punching bag and it'll take your hardest hits. We have one back here and we've tried. Made for beginners and experienced boxers. You can learn from 6 highly qualified trainers. Comes with all the gear you need, including a freestanding punching bag, boxing gloves, and quick hand wraps, and punch tracking sensors to measure the speed and volume and your output. Great for kids. No heavy weights, no spinning wheels, nothing to get your hair caught into. It's a Fight Camp, right, Matt?
You can pay for your Fight Camp over 24 months for less than the cost of a boxing gym and get it right away. Plus, Fight Camp offers free shipping with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/ADS to get free shipping on Fight Camp. Go to joinfightcamp.com/ADS. joinfightcamp.com/ADS.
All right, let's see. I got a question up there. Let's just start at the top.
All right.
Alex, 42, Miami.
Corolla, you magnificent bastard. I read your book.
Wow.
Wow.
George C. Scott.
hey, Drew, I was at Peter Luger's the day before you were there when all that shit went down.
Crazy, right? Like,
that was nuts.
Shooting.
Was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, my question is about Kamala Harris's laugh. And the reason I ask is because my stepfather, God rest his soul, was diagnosed with like a mild form of Tourette's, because the man would say something and immediately after would have a light. Me and your mom are going to the beach house this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the store later. it was bizarre. And she eventually made him go. And, you know, the psychiatrist is like, yeah, you got some sort of mild form of Tourette's. And anytime I see her, you know, on camera, when she gets with anything uncomfortable, she defaults to that weird sort of laugh. And it's questions for you, Drew, I guess. What are your thoughts on that?
So could it be a tick is the question. Let's take a look at it, can we?
Well, yeah, we have it. And then, Gary, I also want you to look for her with that BET interview. I think Chris played it on ACS last week, but it was it was her talking about going to a Kinko's or an Office Max. It's made the rounds. But
I'm aware of it. I'll find it in a moment. I just want to warn you guys, this is a super cut of – so it's just cuts – of her all laughing. Of her laughing.
Yeah.
We don't – just a few seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do a full minute.
Okay. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
I somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the
I'm going to interrupt. So I don't think that's a tick. I mean, look,
no.
think about Maria Menounos and her laugh, right? I mean, that's a wild laugh, and yet maybe I hate to do this to you, Gary, but I don't know if we have Maria's laugh.
No,
out there,
but, we don't need
but,
it.
All right, but the point is, people have peculiar laughs. It's just how they laugh. Now, could it be some lack of self awareness? Yeah, yeah. I would argue that, you know, if that were you, most people would kind of adjust course a little bit and maybe sort of. Maybe not be so prone to use the laugh as a little, you know, force shield the way she does, but it's worked for her for a long time.
I don't, Alex. I don't think it's a Tourette's-y thing. I think it's a calculated thing to not answer certain questions.
Right. It's a force shield. It's a way of pushing back.
It's sort of Biden's
it's calculated.
Version. Oh yeah.
I'm not sure, but Adam is.
I think it. Well, here's how I know it's calculated. Are you ready?
Yeah.
She does it oftentimes where it doesn't fit. There's no joke.
Right.
There's a question.
No, I understand.
Somebody says, "When are you going to the border?" And she starts laughing. You know what I mean? That's not really that's not a joke. It's just a question.
Would practice to me be a better way to say it? Like, this is something she's used repeatedly as a way of deflecting?
Yeah, well, what people do is they build in things to sort of buy them time.
Yeah.
What I mean? And that's kind of what she does.
Yeah. It's not really a tick. It's a strategy of sorts, a speech strategy of sorts.
Yeah, it's funny. Biden's version of that is whenever he's saying something that's insane, he goes, "No, man, no hyperbole. This is true." Yeah.
Or come on, man.
No, if he says no hyperbole, this is true. Yeah. The riots at the Capitol was as bad as the Civil War. Yeah. He's saying no hyperbole.
Yeah. About the hyperbole he
about
just
the
used.
Insane hyperbole right. He just came out of his mouth. So when he goes, "No, man, it's true."
Yeah.
That's his tick.
That's it, because he's aware of the sort of over the top sort of.
Because every hospital bed will be filled with Alzheimer patients by 2026. Yeah. No, man.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, it's like you go. You can't say things that are insanely untrue. And by the way, he knows it's insanely untrue. That's why he says, no, it's true. No hyperbole.
So she laughs just as a precursor to...
Deflection.
Saying something insane. Deflection.
No, deflection. She doesn't... To not have to answer a question.
I don't know. I think there's some mental illness. But,
no, she does it... Well, maybe there's some mental illness in that she thinks nobody notices or cares or something. But her thing is I don't want to answer this question, so I'll turn the question into a joke. Mm. You know what I mean? So you go, you know.
It's not different than what it's
an element of, we found your wife in the bathtub. Did you kill her? Oh, come on.
Well, but
that's absurd.
But in a weird way, if it's a man doing it, just imagine a big fat white dude doing it. It becomes blowhardy. Mm-hmm. It becomes sort of Thurston Howell almost.
Right.
So you have to think about the fact that people have used this technique for a long time. We're just not used to it coming from someone that, you know, is like Kamala Harris.
All right. Hit your beat.
I will.
Thanks. And then I got something to play for you that I think you're going to like.
Awesome. Now, this is Titan. For too long, Wall Street has neglected the average investor. Meanwhile, people who can afford it get access to premium investment strategies, white glove service. Well, Titan built a premier investment firm for everyone. Now, everyday consumers can invest their capital like a world-class investment firm all through an app, the Titan app, T-I-T-A-N. Titan's in-house investment team invests your capital with award-winning strategies and delivers daily research updates through the Titan app. Why shouldn't you have access to all this? And with the feedback of the research, you can be a part of the team. It's like having an elite investment manager in your pocket with an app. Titan manages hundreds of millions of dollars for over 25,000 clients. Named 2020 Top Investment App by U.S. News and World Report. Right, Matt?
That's right. Start investing with Titan today and get 3 months free. Visit TitanVest.com/ADS. That's 3 months of investing for free at TitanVest.com/ADS.
All right. We'll take a break. I'll play this clip that everyone has heard. But nobody plays the very end of the clip, which is more telling to me.
Interesting.
We'll do that right after this. All right. We're back. I got a clip. Again, it'll lead into a thought. I have a thought experiment for you, Drew.
Whoa.
That might be mind-blowing.
Woo!
For everybody.
Blow my mind.
You know, this is her still talking about people not having IDs to vote. It's in 2021. Most of this stuff sounds insane to me, but I do not believe there's any group that don't have an ID. When I say group, I just mean any kind of percentage of people that don't have an ID in this country. But if there is, then there should definitely be an effort to get them an ID, voting.
A great piece of data would be what percentage of this country does not have an iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have an iPhone, you have ID.
All right.
You have to have ID to get the service.
Well, here's my argument. It's 2021.
For a smartphone.
If, in fact, you don't have ID in this country, you don't want ID.
Right.
We're at a point where you got to fight it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of what's the difference between IDs and vaccinations?
Right.
At this point, if you're not vaccinated, it's because you choose not to be vaccinated.
Actively choosing, not passively choosing.
Right. It is that with ID.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
People are talking about potential compromises. Mm-hmm. Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean.
Uh-oh.
Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are.
Listen to this.
Of course people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
Oh, so earnest.
Does anyone know what that means? Does anyone know what it doesn't? It's nonsense. It's like gibberish. So it's like, of course people need to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it impossible for them to prove who they are.
Well, and by the way, her example of impossible is a Kinko's or a FedEx or something. What about your iPhone? Your phone? Your smartphone takes a picture of your ID and you send that in.
People don't have access to phones.
Yeah. That's the number I want to know. How many people don't have that?
By the way, what's her name? By the way, here's the problem. The problem isn't Kamala Harris. The problem is the person interviewing her.
Right.
She moved on to the next subject. She didn't go, what are you talking about?
Right.
You're saying they need ID to prove who they are. Yes. But what do you mean not in a way that's impossible to prove who they are? Tell us what you mean.
What would that be? Yes.
What would that be?
Besides going to a Kinko's, what are we talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
What percentage of people are we talking about?
Yeah.
It's funny. Most people clipped it off there. But to me, her last statement was the most insane statement. I got to hear the end one more time.
Before you do, I find it kind of weird that isn't the problem just getting people to vote in the first place? No, because nobody's voting. Isn't that the bigger problem?
Well,
and it's not because
of
access.
How can you get people to vote if you don't have access to?
It's not about access. They just don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play it one more time just to listen to the craziness.
Of course, people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
Okay. Drew, you're pretty good at defending this kind of stuff. What is she saying?
She's saying that the only way that the government will allow their ID to be accepted is by going to some sort of service that will photocopy the service. I don't know what she's thinking about it. There'd be some sort of, signatory
or something. She said almost impossible.
And therefore it would be impossible to ask them to do that because they don't have Kinko's in their community. They don't have FedEx and they wouldn't know how to do that.
Well, I don't think anyone has a Kinko's in their community.
She's assumed – that's become a talking point. That's not the way the ID is going to be manifest. It's going to be it's going to be DocuSign or something. You know what I mean? It's going to be right off their smartphone.
Yeah. All right.
I want to know what percent of people don't have access to a smartphone. That's the more interesting piece of data.
All right. Let me tell you about Canva Pro. Easy to use design platform with everything you need to design like a pro. Canva Pro can boost productivity and creativity. Everything you need, it's in one place, including over 75 million premium photos, videos, audio, and graphics. Plus, Canva Pro comes with time-saving tools that simplify and speed up the creative process. I told the Corolla Drinks team to use this, and they did. You can collaborate on presentations, schedule social media posts, all this and more, just one Canva Pro subscription. I'm guessing we got a lot of students, a lot of entrepreneurs listening out there. Canva Pro can help you create the content you need to move ahead. It's Canva Pro, right, Matt?
Design like a pro with Canva Pro. And right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.me/AdamDrew. You'll get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/AdamDrew. canva.me/AdamDrew.
Drew, here's my thought experiment for you.
Okay, I'm ready. Dig.
I'll put it out to Gary and Matt as well. You have kids. Mm-hmm. I have kids. Gary has a kid. Matt has a dog.
I have the mentality of a kid.
Yes.
So Matt is a kid. Okay.
What would you rather have? Matt, this will be for you.
What would you rather?
What if I said this?
Ice cream? Is ice cream a choice?
If you answer correctly.
Ooh.
Drew, for your kids. Would you rather them lead a life in this country never being able to cast a vote in an election or never have ID?
I would be more worried about never having ID because that would say something rather profound about them.
They wouldn't be able to live.
And they couldn't function, yeah.
If they didn't cast – there's many people who have never voted in a presidential election. We don't know who they are, and they're probably sitting one aisle away on the airplane you're on, and they use their ID to get onto the airplane.
And by the way, the people that don't vote are sort of busy people typically. It's
not, yeah, but let's – the thought experiment is – try to navigate our society without voting versus no ID.
Yeah.
No ID is obviously devastating.
Yeah.
Could
I
not.
I don't. How would that work even?
I don't know how it would work. So.
How would you do a water bill or an electric bill?
I'd ask everyone the answers, but the answer is always, of course, you'd rather have them get an ID than vote. So.
But are we talking about people who are like incapacitated in a nursing home? I mean, what?
I don't know, but if you wanted to help those people, you would want them to get an ID versus – or let's just say, why don't we work on changing the rules for going through airport security? Many people don't have IDs. So let's go ahead and fix that.
Yeah.
Now, would you say, IDs to get on the airplane, or would you say we got to get those people IDs? That's what I'm saying. It's a simple thought experiment. We're arguing over the ID. One way to do it is not have them have to show their ID.
Right.
The other one is let's get them an ID.
Yeah.
Now, I would approach this problem this way. Tell me all the other things we could fix by not having people show ID. And if the answer is nothing, then I would say, well, then get them an ID.
But now they've you understand, she didn't say they don't have IDs. She said they can't photocopy their ID. That's now the new talking point because of exactly what you're talking about. The idea of people walking around with an ID is indefensible. And so they've dropped that now to, well, how do you expect them to give you a copy of their ID? That's literally the new talking point, you see?
Uh-huh.
Right? It used to be they can't get IDs.
But don't you just show up to the polling place and show your ID, or they're talking about mail-in
stuff? They're talking about all that stuff, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What year is it?
I know.
Who are these rural people?
I know.
What? And by the way—
Get Ami Horowitz to do a video.
Here's the thing I always want to say to all these idiots. You name me the town in the rural South where 63% of the residents don't have an ID. Give me a place.
Yeah.
If you're Charlize Theron and you have a adopted black child and there's cities you won't take them to because that black child feels unsafe and you feel unsafe for that safety because of white supremacy, please name the cities.
Yeah.
What cities?
We need to help correct those.
Where are you going? Where won't you go with your son? Name Los Angeles, Chicago, I don't know, Arkansas, name the place. Notice they never name anything.
Right.
It's just a lot of people. Or I don't feel safe. By the way, staying in a huge hotel somewhere there. Really? Okay. Drew, do your business.
All right. Our friends at LifeLock, of course, as more people get vaccinated, summer travel's heating up. Watch out for pandemic-related travel scams like a fake airline ticket, hotels booked online that could expose your info. You got to know how cybercrime and identity threat are affecting our lives. It's a good thing we have LifeLock. I mean, we like the convenience, we like the ease, but we're putting ourselves at risk on the internet all the time. Good thing there's LifeLock because in an instant, you can harm your finances, your credit. Yep, LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, something like your social security number for sale on the dark web. LifeLock is there, and if they detect your information has even potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Good thing there's LifeLock, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right. I'm going to be in Minneapolis. I'm going to be Royal Oak, Michigan. I'm going to be in Kansas City. I'm going to be in Solana Beach out here. I'll be everywhere. So just go to AdamCarolla.com and you can find out where I'm doing my shows. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com. Everything is there. Also, DrDrew.tv. I've been kicked off YouTube.
Really?
So for the moment, there's no YouTube / Dr. Drew. So check out locals.com/DrDrew or DrDrewLocals.com. And we're going over to Rumble. Rumble seems to be an interesting place to kind of hang out. So check us out at Rumble.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.